It's time for the Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by the Campo Family, helping Alaskans having fun in the outdoors since the 1940s. And now your host, Craig Campo.
Decoy Dan, Decoy Dan, switched his party to take on an honest man. He's a puppet for Peltola, and his whole campaign's a scam, with the IQ of a smoked Virginia ham. Now the Sullivan we all know, 30 years of proud, always fighting for Alaska, working hard for you and me. And the rumor is it's Schumer who came up with Decoy Dan. So just remember. When you think of Dan J. Sullivan, just remember J for Jerk.
All right, J for Jerk. Okay, well, this is Craig with the Outdoor Show, and we're in the middle of political season, so we're going to talk a little politics. We're going to talk a little business. We're going to talk a little outdoor stuff, a little everything. But I got election coming up here really quick. Got to make sure to get out and vote and exercise your right to get representation that you feel will be better than the alternative, which is kind of why I always like to start with a controversial race. The Sullivan-Peltola race is getting heated up, and it's just crazy to me. When you look at this race, and now, it's not just the Decoy Dan. You know, that's one strategy the Dems had, and it's very, very transparent. And now they've got a bunch of big money out-of-state donors supporting a guy pretending to be a conservative alternative to Dan Sullivan. Don't even remember his name. Don't care. Trying to beat up on Dan about not being conservative enough and trying to just steal a few more points to get Mary Peltola in there, which would be a huge mistake for Alaska in my experience, which is about 66 years in Alaska. So I've seen a few candidates. And what's funny to me with Peltola, she is presenting herself as a moderate and, you know, above partisan politics and all that. But her own words tell a different story, right? So I always go back to her sense of judgment. I think Dan S. Sullivan, current senator, future senator, has got a pretty good sense of judgment. When I look at Mary Peltola, you look at her sense of judgment, and it makes you wonder about every single thing that she would vote for, be involved with, be on a committee with. You go back to when she said, quote, "I think that Joe Biden's mental acuity is very, very on. Acuity is very, very on," Peltola said in 24, the year he faced re-election. "He is one of the smartest, sharpest people I've met in D.C. Okay, just remember those words for a minute. She is one of the smartest, sharpest people she's ever met in D.C. So she was either living under a rock when she was in D.C., or she just... I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Okay, so I did. Having said that, just a few of the Joe Biden comments that I remember and that I hadn't jotted down when he was when he stood in front of the crowd there and said, "And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination, ladies and gentlemen, President Putin." I think that was Zelensky. I think a teleprompter must have failed. Referring to Kamala Harris as Vice President Trump, that was another nice one. And then he said, yeah, he said, look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president if she was not qualified to be president. So there's that. Or so start there. I don't want to misquote. I don't want to misquote. So he said, so start there. He mixed up European leaders. I think in the, at the G7 summit in 2021, he said he claimed to have met Francois Mitterrand, who died in 1996. He claimed to have met him at the summit in 2021. You know, he died, 5 years earlier. What else? Same week, he had spoken to Chancellor Helmut Kohl, who died in 2017, about the January 6th riots, which happened in 2021. So you have Peltola saying this is the sharpest guy on the planet, sharpest guy in D.C. Oh, what was the other one? Wait a minute, go back. When he was Biden was talking about Nancy Pelosi, and he praised her, who she said she helped rescue the economy from the Great Depression. I don't think that's what he meant to say. And my very favorite, in 2020, he gave an appearance and appeared to give up on a quote from the Declaration of Independence when he said, Joe Biden said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women were created by the thing." Sharpest guy she's ever met. So that's who's running against Dan Sullivan. And again, they're throwing a bunch of other hurdles out there and lies that you hear these commercials about the finances. And it's just how they get away with that is beyond me. And I think a lot of Alaskans, especially in Fairbanks, see through that. If you don't, I'm sorry, but it's pretty evident to most of us what's going on there. Here she is trying to run as a moderate. A moderate does not believe that men should play against women in sports. I think it's 2/3 of all Democrats don't even believe that. It's just ridiculous. And then, of course, she'll flip-flop later and say, well, I didn't really mean that. So she's trying to play the moderate game. It's not working. I don't think it's working. I think Sullivan wins this thing, but it's going to be close. So it's really critical that everybody get out and vote if you don't want somebody that puts their finger in, wets their finger, puts it in the air and tries to figure out which way the wind's blowing, hides from a record. You want somebody who's straight on. You know, that's all we ask, you know. I remember, everything used to be done on a handshake when you were doing, a business deal or a real estate deal, and your words meant something. We have fallen so far from that. It's just crazy. I mean, Peltola in this, she voted against the Protection of Women and Girls Sports Act, Girls in Sports. She voted against that. She said it was bullying. And it targeted transgender athletes. Bullying. Okay. You tell me what bullying is. When you slam a volleyball off the neck of a, 95-pound college girl because you're 6'3", 240, that's not bullying? Okay. I guess I got my definition of bullying wrong. Anyway, you can see where I'm going with this. The whole direction of this is wrong. I think... Oh, yeah, it's 2/3 of Democrats, 64% of independents, and 94% of Republicans are against men playing in women's sports. So to come out and be against, vote against that, is that's all I need to know right there. I wouldn't care about any other, and I still maintain part of Trump getting in office, there were a lot of people that just couldn't get behind his opposition when it came to those kinds of things. It boils down to common sense, right? It's common sense. So anyway, I'll get off my pedestal here on this one, but I just wanted to remind people to vote and remember who you're voting for. Just gotta vote for somebody that you believe is telling the truth when they speak and not hiding behind the moderation, that kind of thing. There's another interesting vote that just happened Tuesday night. Last Tuesday night, the mayor of the gal that was running for the mayor of Wisconsin lost after, listen to these poll numbers. So this is Francesca Hong, Democratic front runner in the Wisconsin's gubernatorial race. She lost, which really shocked the heck out of the polling institutions. They had her up by 18 points August 5th, 22% points back in July, the 27th of July, 20 points in July 20th. So the five most recent polls had her winning double digits, big double digits. This is the gal that opposed Thanksgiving, wants the U.S. Senate abolished, wants ICE abolished, wanted to kill Wisconsin's school choice program. She admitted to being bipolar, called the police twice over what she thought was a pro-Israel display. She lost big, and I think that's a good sign that she lost, and that the polls were all wrong, because a lot of the pollsters, it seems they always do that, and then all of a sudden, I don't think anything really changes other than the numbers were never there. You can blame her campaign staff for stupidity. They let her get on national television, where she crashed like a that famous beauty pageant contestant after a night out with Hunter Biden. So, anyway, I guess that is good news. Except now she's out, which is great. But the bad news is that she would have been a much easier to beat than for the Republican nominee Tom Tiffany. And now he's up against the county executive of Milwaukee. I think David Crowley is his name. But even if the Republican loses, you have to look at the bright side. Had she won in a 50-50 state like Wisconsin, she still had a very good chance of becoming governor. So I guess she's been neutralized. That would be the point there. Get her out of that for a while. But I'm going to switch gears for a minute to a little bit of business. As you know, Compo's, the marine and power sports business, was sold a year and a half ago or whatever. And the buildings, the real estate, we still retain, and it's Boat Street Storage. We've had a lot of people calling, getting slots secured for this winter. I think we may have, we set our pricing last year before the big jump in oil prices, and we're going to hold it again this year. But it's... we don't know what the when you set it for the winter, you can't. I'm not one of these guys that's going to put a fuel surcharge on it like the airlines and transportation companies do. It's just, it is what it is. If the price of heating oil goes way up, that's what it is. But anyway, we have a lot of indoor spots. It's 55 degrees. We've got 17 security cameras. It's a great place. We have a lot of really nice classic cars and sports cars that winter in there. You move them in the first 3 days of October, and then you move them out in May. That's not like you're going in and working on it or any of that. It's just basically winter storage. It's $1,250 a lineal foot per month for your vehicle. You get about a 12% discount if you prepay it in October, which actually everybody did. Everybody likes a deal, and so they took advantage. Every single one of our cars last year, owners had reserved it for the winter and prepaid it. So that makes it easy. But anyway, nice, safe, warm, secure. We're also going to have outdoor storage for boats and others. It won't be covered, but it'll be secured, fenced area, cameras, and that's going to be really reasonable price. Wait, we're just setting the pricing on that. So anyway, you can get a hold of Boat Street Store. Go to boatstreetstorage.com. You got to spell out the word street in there, boatstreetstorage.com. It's got the lease agreement. It's got the all our facility details and everything else. So that's the business out of the way. Or call 907-888-0685, or you can email us. All right, we're going to go to a break. We'll be back in a minute. Stick around.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this. Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day. Plus, 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
This is Ann with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, thanking you for your support of your local Interior Alaska Food Bank. Because of you, we have had 4 decades of collecting local surplus food to give to those in need. The volunteer hours that you have given, the food that you've donated, and the cash that you have shared has helped tens of thousands of your local neighbors who woke up hungry to go to bed with full bellies. You make a difference in this community, one meal at a time. Thank you for your support of the Fairbanks Community Food Bank.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, and we are back. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. We've been talking crazy politics, talking business a little bit, talking about some crazy stuff. And I just, you know, I check the headlines. Most people that listen to this radio station kind of follow the news, conservative radio, state. They're more involved, I think, than a lot of folks. And I want to talk about that in the back half of the hour or half hour here, too, about what you can do to remind your friends that aren't as politically active into voting Tuesday. It's really, really important. And I've got a couple of things that I can recommend that I do. Just like the Laundry House Gang and our group, we follow this stuff closely. A lot of people don't. They're busy, family, raising kids and everything. But what's going on? Like what's going on in Juneau right now? It's just shameful. You know, we're passing up an opportunity to get this gas line that can really change things. Mostly, I believe, because of political ideology, and they don't want Mike Dunleavy to get any credit for it, and they're trying to put it off, and they're trying to tax it, and it doesn't pass the sniff test. It really doesn't. It's too important. People are putting those personal personal wins, political wins ahead of the people of Alaska. We need that. Yeah, we're not going to have cheap gas in a year or two. No, it's going to take a while. But if we don't start it now, we're putting it off. And you look at guys like Bill Wilikowski down there who says, I think it's the cost estimate might be low. I think it's actually going to be more. Well, what good is delaying it going to do? Is that going to make it cheaper? Is the price of steel and everything going to come down? No, it goes up. So they have been absolutely, you got to vote these people out. The people, just watch it close. The people that are not signing, you know, the House 34-5 voted in favor of the bill. And then it went to the Senate, and you got a bunch of rhinos in there, and you got a bunch of local yahoos in there. You know, I just really think people need to call Scott Kawasaki. They got to call Dibert. They got to call Carrick. If these are your reps, call them and say, get off the dime. Let's get this thing done. Come on. Ugh, it's driving me crazy. Anyway, I'll get off of that for a minute. And back into some interesting news. Listen to this. The Australian Football League is allowing a 6'3", 200-pound man pretending to be a woman to play in woman competitive sports despite safety concerns over his physical advantage. Okay, this guy's name is Anthony Golding, previously played in the men's division, now plays for the Westminster Old Scholars, which is a ladies' footy league, like soccer. He plays on the team. He drew scrutiny after 3 different clubs with the league submitted formal complaints, and the club you know, said the club had a duty of care to block him from playing on a women's team. This is just how things are progressing worldwide, not just in the U.S., not just in these liberal cities. They investigated this before ultimately concluding he's still allowed to play on a women's team. They said, we to this day maintain that that is a safety. Oh, the other side said a safety risk. This player is 6 foot two or 6 foot three, 92 kilograms, which is whatever, 200 pounds. I appreciate the notion there might be other naturally born women that are 6'3 and 200 pounds, but they're few and far between. Yeah, it wouldn't matter if a woman is 6'3 and 200 pounds. She has nowhere near the strength, muscle, tone, all that stuff. Anyway, this is where it's going. This is how crazy things have gotten. And I was watching a show the other day that said, you know, the Republicans need to get their message out, whatever their message is, before the midterms, because, you know, the price of fuel and everything else is going to hurt them in the midterms. And I thought about that, and I said, how about, can we get back to normal? Can we get back to common sense in this country? Something as simple as that, that could be the Republicans' message. Look at the road we've gone down. And, you know, a lot of intelligent conservative Republicans have tried to push back on that. And, you know, the president has done that very effectively, I maintain. But it's such a movement, and it's such a small percentage of people, but with a big voice, that they're given by the media mostly. So anyway, it just we got to change this, folks. You got to get out there and vote. Everything's low, you know, start local. You know, there's important races. You can see the shenanigans that the Peltola campaign is doing with Decoy Dan, and they pretend, oh, we didn't know nothing about it, yet her staffer shoots off for Ireland or whatever the day after they meet with a guy in Petersburg, Decoy Dan. I don't know. I get so frustrated, I guess is what the word is. I just get frustrated with it all. I did a little, I have fun with my little AI programs. I have a 1950s reporter that I wanted to play a little thing I put together regarding the discovery of natural gas on the North Slope and where we've gone from there. Let's see if I can get this to play. Let's see if it goes. This is a news broadcast from 1951.
In other news, a major, massive natural gas discovery was just announced on the Gubik gas field on Alaska's North Slope. Who would have thunk that 75 years later, several bonehead Juneau legislators like Bill Wielikowski, Kathy Giesel, Scott Kawasaki, Bert Stedman, Lyman Hoffman, and others would vote to tax the living crap out of a private project development company called Glenfarne, putting the entire project at risk and jeopardizing thousands of good jobs. You know, you just can't fix stupid.
No, you can't. And that's what we got down there, is a lot of stupid. So anyway, it's not looking good. They're working on as I record this, which is Wednesday. You know, I think they have until, 25th or something to finish up. And they're trying to do a compromise bill, but I guarantee you they're going to hold the line on the amount they want to tax, and it's going to kill the project. I hope I'm wrong. The one thing you can do in the meantime is call those people I just mentioned, especially if one of them's your representative, and tell them, get this done, or vote them out. They're not looking out for Alaskans. They're really not. And they don't understand, if you tax the hell out of the developer, the project, it's going to come back. They're going to pass it on. They say, oh, yeah, we're going to get cheap gas. Well, it's not going to be as cheap, maybe not cheap at all, if you charge them up front before they even have any revenue off the project. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, that's my 2 cents worth. I want to switch to a different topic, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it. I was gone for a few weeks, or 3 or 4 weeks. I just wanted to remind people of the quality of person that we lost recently in Dennis Wise, philanthropist, businessman in Fairbanks. I think I remember reading his first job was driving a truck for Quality Meat. that would have been the Franage family, I think, back then. But they, I think he was a truck driver. He worked his way up through real estate. He did extremely well. He did poorly as well. You know, like any good businessman, you dust yourself off when you make when the economy turns or you make a big mistake or whatever it is. Dennis would be the first one to say, you know, he made some mistakes in business, but look at his successes. And look what he was able to do for Fairbanks with the money. This is a guy that you know, built the food bank, the rescue mission, a lot of other communities, gave back to the community. Just a guy that was able to do that because he had the financial ability to do it. And, you know, yeah, he paid a lot in taxes as well, but he had enough income and enough revenue stream and investments where he could fund these projects that fed and housed an awful lot of people. Now, some people will argue some of these programs are enabling and whatever. Yeah, okay, whatever. But it does, at the end of the day, you know, people can fall off and have some bad luck and, you know, and not have food to eat or box of food or a place to live or whatever, to get their feet back on the ground. Anyway, thank you, Dennis Wise. We miss you. You were a great guy. He had some real estate dealings with my dad up in Viewcrest. He was a really good guy at the end of the day. So just wanted to share my thoughts on Dennis Wise. And then again, I want to remind people how important it is to vote on Tuesday if you haven't voted already. One thing I always do, I've got, I don't know, maybe 100 or 120 names in my phone of people that I know. Some of them are politically engaged and some aren't. I've got some really good friends that vote because it's their civic duty, but they just don't follow it. So they'll text me for years. I say, hey, who do I vote for in this district? Who do I, because maybe they like my politics, you know, fiscal conservative and whatever else. Not a big supporter of the puppy palaces and $30 million puppy palace, probably $40 million. But anyway, so what I do is I make a list of who I'm voting for and the people that I support. And sometimes the Republican Party will put out their list of people to support. And then I'll text it the day before or whatever. I'll text it to all these people. Now, I've done this for, I don't know, 10 years or 12 years or something. One time somebody said something like, hey, listen, I appreciate it. Don't need your input or something. Okay. I took them off the list. They're passed away now anyway. But anyway, I think it's really important that you do that. Just say, hey, just in case you're wondering who I voted for, you're not telling them how to vote, but this is who I voted for. I have more people thank me later. They go, hey, I really appreciate that. That really helped me out a couple issues. I was confused on the language of a ballot measure or something. And that's the other thing. Remember, on these ballot measures, yes on two to repeal ranked choice voting. We got to get rid of that. I'm voting no on one, but yes on two. So anyway, just you want to get that. You want to just make sure you do a little research before you go in there. Vote on who you feel most comfortable with. But if you're unsure, you know, that's when the list like this is handy. So I tell everybody that's listening to this program, don't be afraid to share who you're voting for with your friends. Like I said, a lot of them are going to be on the same page, but maybe not as informed. So anyway, that's just something I think is important you can do. What else is going on in town? We're getting ready for hunting season. We're going to talk a lot about that next week. We got caribou season has started. We got moose season coming up. There's some real shortages of game in certain areas. There's river issues, big time river issues in some areas, just trying to get there. But at the end of the day, it's really important to get out. And I tell everybody, if you're moose hunting or caribou hunting and you have the opportunity to take a wolf or a bear, please do it. It's kind of your responsibility to help these populations. Gotta keep an eye. A lot of these predators are just overwhelming the ungulate population. So get out there, do the right thing, Fairbanks. That's really it. We'll talk a little bit about getting your boat ready, your four-wheeler ready, and all that next week. So stick around for that. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. Have a good week.
You have been listening to The Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio, streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on The Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.